here's a story from The World.
The pandemic has taken a huge mental health toll across the globe, but mental health care is not always easy to access. In Zimbabwe, one program is taking an innovative approach to this dilemma. It's called Friendship Bench. And for the last 10 years, it's trained members of the community, often grandmothers, to lend a supportive ear to those struggling with anxiety or depression. Ruth Verhey is a program director of Friendship Bench. It's a catchy name, but it's actually a pretty good description, Ruth, of how the program delivers its services. Just explain how it works.
So it works in a way that people are sitting on a bench together, which came from the necessity to find a space to offer this mental health program, which was not present at the primary healthcare clinics before. The only place we could get was put out a bench outside. And this is where people meet the trained and supervised grandmothers who are elderly community health workers, really, who are working as health promoters and who we trained up to deliver a basic mental health program called problem-solving therapy. So they get trained in basic counseling skills and help clients to work through their own problems without sort of going into what is traditionally happening in many parts of the world, which is advice giving.
And why are grandmothers in particular in a unique position to provide this service?
We believe that these women are particularly well-placed because they live in the same communities as their clients, meaning they really know the ins and outs of what is happening in the communities and people's lives. Often they know the people, have been knowing them for a long time, which might sound a little bit strange for the Western ear when you think of how we do psychology in the West. This is a very private thing. And these things came up in the beginning as well. People were very worried about confidentiality and being seen. This has now changed a little bit over time, we feel. So there's definitely more awareness of the grandmothers offering the service and of people taking up the service and feeling more comfortable. And especially now during the COVID pandemic, we are not as able to deliver the services on the bench as many of the primary healthcare clinics are very reduced in their service offerings. So the grandmothers are, again, perfectly placed because they're basically doing their outreach work in the communities.
Is it still on a bench, though?
No, not necessarily, because obviously they can't take the bench with them. They go wherever they find somewhere. This might be, as we're getting reports, it might be at the public water pump where they're having a chat, or at the marketplace, or at someone's house in the garden, or at the maize field, the corn field, where people right now are sort of tending their crops. So this could be any place that seems conducive for both counselor and client.
So kind of socially distanced talk therapy.
Absolutely, wearing masks.
Right. You mentioned the different new places that the Friendship Bench has kind of gone to, water pumps or a backyard. Have you moved online during the pandemic?
Yes, we have moved online. We are offering the program mostly via using WhatsApp, because that is the one that is mostly used in our setting here. It has a lot of challenges, and one that is the biggest challenge for people is just the costliness of it. So other challenges that are being explained to us are that people share phones, or again, it is even more complicated to have a private space with a phone, and often connectivity is disturbed as we are. A lot of people wouldn't have access to Wi-Fi, so it's really just the network connectivity, and that is often not as well happening. And then, like I said, the costs are a problem. So calls might be interrupted and also just shorter. So we as Friendship Bench, we are supporting financially the grandmothers to be able to reach out to clients. And we're learning of how this all works best. Interestingly enough, we are being told by our counselors that clients are still preferring to see people face to face.
These are grandmothers, though, high-risk group. How soon will they be able to get vaccinated? Are they already?
No, we have not had vaccinations happening here in Zimbabwe, to my knowledge. And this is absolutely one of our main concerns. So we have distributed masks. We explain all the COVID regulations that have to be adhered to. And the grandmothers, being health promoters, are being educated about that from the employer, from the health city health authorities as well. And there are those very, very dedicated and continue to do their work just as because they find it so important and so fulfilling and meaningful.
Ruth Verhey is a psychologist and program director at Friendship Bench, a community-based mental health care organization in Zimbabwe. Thank you for your time and for the work you're doing.
Thank you very much. Thanks for listening.
from PRX.